Good evening, this is KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley Service Staff. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerang on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all should tell you is welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomerang Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Crest Northern Mall. Arts and Community Center at 106 Scholar Street, Boomerang, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club and we can set that up. Should a net controller not set up at 9 p.m. and close my dumpster after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerangarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Center. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2OIQ, gaming, Jeff. KA20Z.
WATU.
5ALW.
KC2MDU.
Okay, there's five. We'll start with the top here with N2OIQ. Dan, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and everyone's on the net this evening, and also to Jack, also in Liverpool, and everyone else also. Anyway, what's going on here right now? It's kind of a quiet night here tonight for a change. And the weather's turned around. Really nice. This weekend's day going to be on the cool side, I guess. But anyway, I think I expect that too, I guess. A little rain Friday. They're talking for a bit of rain, I guess. But today I had to go to Herkimer, down to Dodgers, down to the back to healthcare. And I had a biopsy done a week ago, Monday. And I go down for the result for that. And everything all turned out really well. So we're happy with that. No major problems. So that's good. And other than that, time goes by fast. And we don't know where the time goes, but it goes anyways. But that time of year where you're mowing lawn, and I haven't done anything with the garden yet. I need to get going on that too. And anyway, there's always something to do, that's for sure. So back to you, Jeff, and have a good night, and to IQ Care.
Okay, yeah, well, good news there on your biopsy date. That's always good to hear. And you just got a couple things planted in the garden and started thinking about heading up to some of the hot shops here this week and seeing what they got. Start getting ready to plant here sometime next week. Watch that weather a little bit. Looks like it's going to get cool here maybe a little bit this weekend. Have to see. But I'm not going to plant anything for next week anyway. And well, I tell you, it's warm out there right now. Matter of fact, the June bug just hit my window. Kind of early for them, but well, that's all right. I'll take anything that's related to heat right now. All right. Well, you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. KA2ZNZ, Jack. Good evening. What's up?
Yeah. Good evening, Jeff, and hello, Dan. Always good to hear you there. Everybody else on the side. Yeah, we're at 76.5. I know we're up into the 80s again today. It's a little longer than I like, but sorry. That won't last very long, I'm sure. Anyway, kind of a busy day with appointments and everything else. So, I guess I don't have a lot to offer tonight. Well, we'll just say 7-3 to everybody. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Oh, yeah, it's definitely warming up. I tell you, in my office here, I had to put the air conditioner in with all the computers and stuff running, and it was just too hot in here now. Small little office, get the computer running with any kind of heat outside, and it's all of a sudden it's 90 degrees in here, so
I got the MedVac running right now to keep it, keep it a nice, cool 72 in here.
Alright, well, thanks for checking in, Jack. You guys have a good evening up there, and we'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, what's going on tonight?
This is WA2U. Well, good evening to you, Jeff, and everyone else on frequency and those listening. Had a busy afternoon, doing a lot of stuff outside. I had a chance to check in yesterday. Last night we got visiting with our friends, our neighbors. We're just about a mile away. I went over there and then have a vise set up here, so I sharpened the chain for the chainsaw and then came back home, and I spent quite a bit of time over there listening to some music. And then today I moved about 14 pallets around and got them straightened out. I got to get quite a bit more. I put the firewood on that. I know it sounds kind of funny talking about firewood. Kathy was out trimming branches and brush and stuff. Well, we got a full-time project. You either work inside or outside, but we're trying to get a lot of the outside stuff all straightened up and things of that nature. So then I got a chance to talk to the guy. I ordered the firewood. So I ordered about 27 cord, two for a friend of mine, because he got to set up with some wood, so I owed him two cord, but that'll be nice to get it all. Guy that does it's got a wood processor. Next year I think I'll block my own and cut my own and logs, but it's just too much to do this year, so that's next year's project, but we'll get it all piled up. Not a lot going on. Did some programming on the radio here, and yeah, on the temperatures, boy, it's got to cool down for the weekend now, so. And our wood should be here in about another week or so. They had to wait for some of the roads to dry out a little bit so they can get the logs and things. So, Jeff, I'll turn it back over to you and say good evening to everyone. WATU.
Okay, well, it sounds like you got a lot of work ahead of you. So, good luck with all that firewood, John. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and you guys have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. And 5AOW. Bill, good evening. This is Kitty 3IT. What's going on today?
Hi, Jeff. And 5AOW. I'm with you. I like the heat and the warm temperatures. It was a great day today. We got, Sherry and I got mixing up some peat moss for Mickey Light and whatever else goes into the soil that you make for the garden. We're doing a square thing, small area, I guess actually 4x8, getting the ground and everything ready, and did some framework for it. Worked out good, and they give us the time to do it. The only problem we had was with the black flies. They wanted to help us out, but they were going about it the wrong way, so that's about it today. After that, we got out on the lake, took a ride, and just enjoyed that for a while after dinner. So, here we are. So back to you, Jeff, and 5AOW.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, the, talk about the worst helpers you're going to get out there. Yeah, I see there's a few out here and there. You see her, we're planning on heading up to camp here for just a few hours this week. I get some firewood done, and I'm, already dreading running into them things, but we'll have to see how that goes. But alright, well, I'm glad you guys got out there on the lake, and it sounds like you got a lot of work there going in the garden, and have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, sounds like you got a new rig or something sounds different there. What's going on?
Oh, I'm on the little radio tonight, little handheld. Yeah, we're still at 72 degrees here. Boy, what a day. I had three cars go out and they had my head spinning. Looking forward to the auction tomorrow. We've got their anniversary sale out in Rochester. It's always free food and free drink and lots of cars, so hoping to replenish some inventory tomorrow. So just closing up for the night. Over.
Roger, you've been busy. Yeah, I talked to
handsome mine said she bought a car from you today. Subaru or something. Two of my aunts, she stole a car too. Well, good. I'm glad you're busy. And I always liked those two. I had a Legacy for years. And matter of fact, I think I had it almost they just got rid of it 4 years ago, and it was a 92. So, do the math. Had it for a long time, and boy, those cars, they're practically bulletproof. I never had a problem with that car the day I bought it, to the day I traded it in. So. All right, Ray. Yeah, you did sound different there for a little bit. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in, and good luck with the auction there tomorrow. And we'll catch up with you later. KD2AID, that's control for the Black River Valley Service Network. Number checking. KC2WI. KC2WI. Good evening. You still got that hum there. You sound like you're in the background a little bit. But what's going on?
Maybe one of these rainy days I'll get in there and work on that. Combination of semi outside work, I guess. Today did some things and a little work on the porch. Going through a lot of computer stuff, old computers and things, and dismantling and checking and deciding. What I'm going to toss, what I'm going to recycle, and sort of in between and cleaning up other stuff. So, it's 74, I think I saw on the thermometer here, maybe 76, no, I think it's 74. Boy, I see the moon coming up just through the trees, and it's full moon. I was reading something, what they call this, the milk moon or something else, depending on where you are, for this month. And it's going to be really pretty in a little bit when it gets up a little higher. It'd be pretty neat right now if you were, looking across the lake or maybe an open field or something, but it's too low in the trees. Another hot day. And I hope it never gets any hotter this the whole summer. In fact, this was even a little pushing it. It'd be fine if you're at the beach or out in the woods, at the lake or something like that. I was up yesterday, Independence River, and I didn't detect any real flat fire bug problem. And none so far here in Glenfield, but who knows. And let's hope that they're not too bad. And of course, the temperature's going to drop, and it's going to be rainy, and just for my trip to the Adirondack Snowmobile Trails Conference in Long Lake. I was hoping for some nice weather to do that and then do some other things on the side, but boy, it doesn't look like it's going to be very great. But who knows, because the weather forecast keeps changing a little bit by little bit. I expect a lot more rain before this, but looks like tomorrow night. KC2WI.
Hi, Pete. Well, thanks for checking in there, and have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for checking. Well, for myself, I had to work today, and then take out some new patio furniture, and of course it comes into a million pieces. But we did get that together, and it took a while. Plus, they always give you those little Allen wrenches there. I always just cut them off with a hacksaw and put them into the drill. So I don't sit there and spin them by hand. But we finally got it together, and that's nice. And then we took a nice, like a 3 mile hike or so up on the tow path. And it was a good night. I got to work a bit here tonight. And not really complaining. I'm looking forward to We also picked up some apple trees today. So we're up at camp and we're selling for $10 a tree up there at Utica. And picked up a few of them and kind of get some mesh there to go around. fencing to go around them to keep the deer from chewing them down to the ground. But still, lots of projects to do, and no rest for the weary here. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KDQ-AIK. All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service. Now return the frequency of regular amateur use. We thank Dan, Jack, John, Bill, Ray, and Pete for checking in tonight. Say 73 if anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear. Monitor the Boomville repeater, I'll try to get a shout out to you.
Alright, not a problem.